William P. Young wrote a little novel called The Shack a couple years ago as a gift for his kids. It was a way of dealing with some painful, traumatic events that happened in his own life, including being the victim of sexual abuse as a child. And it was his way of teaching his kids about his relationship with God. But something happened after he showed the book to a few friends. They told a few more friends, and a few more friends, and somebody said, "Hey, you really ought to publish this." So he and a couple of the friends did. Today, The Shack is the number 6 selling book on Amazon.com. It's been in USA Today's list of best-selling books for 15 weeks, and it's number 4 on Publishers Weekly's list of trade paperback bestsellers. Translation, it's popular. Really popular. I'd give you the synopsis, but actually when I talked to William P. Young, who goes by his middle name, Paul, I got him to do it.
Basically, middle-aged guy, basically me. Middle-aged guy. I have 6 children. This character has 5 children. He goes on a camping trip with his 3 youngest children over Labor Day in eastern Oregon. A terrible tragedy occurs. There is some question about whether there has been an abduction or an actual murder because there's no body found. There's just this huge tragedy. And then he gets, 4 years later, he gets a note in the mailbox inviting him back to the locus of that tragedy, which is a shack in the middle of the Wallowa County in eastern Oregon. And the way the note is crafted, it could be a huge prank. It could be somebody with a terrible sense of humor, just a really devastating thing. It could be actually from the abductor, or the way it's written, it's possible that it's from God and inviting him back. And basically then is, how does he deal with this? What does he go back to find? How does he deal with the stuff in his own sadness with regard to the losses that he's had, not just with this event, but going back to his relationship with his own father and things like that.
You wrote this primarily as a gift for your kids, for your family back in 2005. And the only expectation you had was to simply get this story bound and created as a gift for your kids to open on Christmas.
Exactly.
How did this become something so much bigger? How in the world did that happen?
That's an understatement. Pretty much everything's an understatement in terms of what's happened. For me, the bottom line is there is a God who's involved in things like this. I mean, there is really no human explanation for some of what's going on here. No anticipation. I've never published anything in my whole life. I'm the most accidental author you'll ever meet. I've written always as gifts for friends and family, but poems and songs and short stories and cards and newsletters, all that kind of stuff. This, what has happened here, it's not even within the realm of expectation. I mean, this is totally not planned. This is totally not foreseen. This is, you know, even down the road when I originally began to share the electronic original manuscript version with friends and family, I started getting the feedback of how impacting it was for them. And that surprised me. And I still didn't know what to do about it. I had a few friends in California that Wayne Jacobson and Brad Cummings and Bobby Downs, who began to encourage me more and more to do something with it, but I had no idea what that meant. And they helped me walk through a process of working on the manuscript, trying to get it to publishers who virtually all turned it down. And then Wayne and Brad create Windblown Media as a for real publishing company with one title, The Shack. And
started shipping it from the garage, right?
Yeah, we still are shipping it from Brad's garage and 2 storage units in California.
Wow.
And to date, we've spent less than, you know, $300 in marketing and promotion. And we're right at 1 million copies. I mean, how's that possible?
So it's been largely word of mouth.
It's through relationships and people who care about people who are giving it to each other.
When I first picked up the book, I went into it knowing that this was had a large spiritual component to it. There was a very strong Christian narrative throughout the book. Is this a book for Christians?
It's a book for anybody. And people are resonating with the story regardless of their background. You know, my relationship with God comes out of a Protestant Christian matrix. And So I write from that quite a bit. But I think this book is way outside the box.
You have written that there are parts of you that are reflected in both characters, Willie and Mac, in this book. Paul, you, do you have a background in theology? Mac, in the book, definitely does. Is that something you share with that character?
Absolutely. I'm a missionary kid. I'm a preacher's kid. I went to Bible school a couple years in seminary. So, you know, I've been inside church religious organizations virtually all my life. And so, yeah, I do share that.
Have you had moments and chapters in your life where you would not have, where your faith was not as strong, where you had more questions?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And me and Mother Teresa, you know. yes, absolutely. I think all of us are in a process, and that's part of the beauty of this. I don't know anybody that's not in a process, and it appears that God really loves process. The shack is more a parable than anything else. It's definitely a metaphor for the place you get stuck, hurt, damaged. You store your lies, you store your secrets, and you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to go back to the shack. You don't want to go to the locus of your pain. You want to try to avoid it, escape it, numb it, whatever you have to do. And it's God's intention, from my point of view, it's God's intention to crawl inside that place with us and heal us from the inside.
Another character in this book really is the great sadness. It's its own character, and it's this great weight that Matt carries with him of childhood trauma and then the recent trauma that befalls him on that camping trip. You wrote this in part to communicate your own spiritual path and how you freed yourself from what was your own great sadness, correct?
Although I wouldn't say I freed myself. I don't think we're that smart. At least I'm not. The history of my own pain and the shack, I mean, it took me 38 years to build the shack to the point where it was ready to just explode. And then it took me 11 years to go through it. So I squeezed that 11 years to a weekend with McKinsey. And, I think that we are that every human being is so incredibly designed and such an amazing creation that God is the only one big enough to know how to unwind all the damage that has been perpetuated by both the choices of that person and what's been done to them. You know, I like to think of it as sort of this ball of yarn that is full of knots and knots inside of knots and other knots that are tangled in other parts of the yarn. And God is the only one that's big enough to take that ball of yarn and begin to untie all the knots and never break the string.
So this has, I am sure, changed your life in many different ways, unexpectedly. I'm hearing things like screenplay, movie. Is this really happening?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is this really happening? I mean,
I'm sure
like
that question has
Truman
more than one
Show.
Meaning.
Oh, I know. I tell people, you know, it's like I'm on the Truman Show, and I'm the only one that doesn't know where the cameras are. And I mean, it is so outside the box. I mean, you just go back to the story and you think, okay, you have this guy who's not an author, doesn't have an identity as an author, doesn't know how to be an author, who writes a story for his kids, and then all of a sudden, this is happening. And yes, there is an audio book that's in the works. There is, you know, there's a dozen studios that are very interested in helping produce this as a major motion picture, not some little piece of work, but really a significant piece of work. And we're not in any hurry. We were never in any hurry about the book. We're not in any hurry about anything else. And we want to be sensitive. You know, the prayer that I prayed in 2005 when I'm coming out of my shack is basically, God, I don't want to ask you to bless anything that I do anymore. But if you're blessing something, and it'd be okay for me to hang around. And that sense has just permeated this entire process. This story did everything that I wanted it to when I gave it to my six children.
The book is called The Shack. It was written by William P. Young, who goes by Paul, and Paul joined us today. Paul, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Loved being with you. Thank you so much.